of helplessness. Because failure does not have final authority, you can take full responsibility for the next faithful move. You do not need to hide, blame, dramatize, or wait for motivation. The elite Christian performer therefore holds two truths together. I am not accepted because I perform. Because I am accepted, I can train with unusual honesty and courage. This is the emotional engine of the program. Grace makes radical honesty survivable and radical responsibility possible. The no alibi standard. An excuse denies or disguises responsibility. An explanation tells the truth so the mission can be adjusted intelligently. I did not complete the work because I was overwhelmed is incomplete. What created the overload? What should have been refused, delegated, scheduled, simplified, confessed, or supported? What is the recovery order? I sinned because I was stressed is not a confession. Stress exposed the training gap. It did not become Lord of the Will. I fell off is not an after-action review. Name the decision, trigger, environment, cost, and next correction. The zero-excuse Christian is not a person who denies weakness. It is a person who exposes weakness to truth, grace, training, community, and action before weakness assumes command. Practice. Separate identity from evaluation. At the end of a work session, project, conversation, or week, use these sentences. My identity is secure in Christ. This result does not name me. The honest result was, my choices contributed by. Factors outside my control included, the lesson I will carry forward is, the next faithful action is. This is neither self-excusing nor self-condemning. It is truthful stewardship. Chapter 5, Chain of Command, Not Balance. Balance suggests that every important area should receive equal time. Real life does not work that way. A newborn, launch, illness, tournament, deadline, crisis, or rare opportunity can legitimately change the distribution of energy. The Christian alternative is chain of command. Order begins with ultimate allegiance to God. Beneath that allegiance are entrusted responsibilities and seasonal assignments. These are not all equal, but they are all accountable to the center. Your marriage is not merely an interruption to your business. Your children are not friction between you and creative work. Your employer is not irrelevant until your own platform grows. Your body is not disposable equipment. Sabbath is not laziness. Money is not a measure of human worth. Creative ambition is not automatically selfish. Each belongs in the order. An ordered life allows seasonal intensity. You may give a launch, training block, or opportunity window disproportionate attention for a defined period. You may also be assigned a season of healing, grief, Sabbath, rebuilding, caregiving, study, or hidden preparation. The assignment determines the form of intensity. The ego does not. If the order is advance, advance without laziness. If the order is hold, hold without restlessness. If the order is withdraw, withdraw without shame. If the order is recover, recover without secretly converting rest into another productivity contest. Hustle culture recognizes only forward motion. Christian obedience recognizes commanded movement and commanded stillness. Both require discipline. This creates four levels of commitment. Level 1, Lordship. These are moral and spiritual boundaries you do not negotiate for success. Truth, fidelity, integrity, worship, repentance, and obedience to what Scripture clearly requires. Level 2, Covenant Responsibilities. These are people and duties already entrusted to you, spouse, children, household, health, work agreements, debts, and promises. They may be scheduled flexibly, but they cannot be treated as optional indefinitely. Level 3, Seasonal Assignment. This is the primary mission receiving a disproportionate share of discretionary energy for a defined period. It might be building a business, mastering a craft, completing a degree, restoring health, leading a team, grieving a loss, repairing a home, caring for a person, deepening prayer, or recovering from prolonged overload. A recovery mission is still a mission when it has a reason, a rule, faithful practices, and a review point. Level 4, optional opportunities. These are good possibilities that are not yours to pursue now. Without this category, every interesting invitation becomes a threat to the mission. Order tells you what may flex and what may not. Exercise. Build your order. Write one answer under each level. Lordship. What will I refuse to violate, even if obedience costs me? Covenant. Who and what has already been entrusted to my care? Assignment. What one mission deserves most of my discretionary energy in this season? Optional. What good opportunities must I decline or defer? Standard. I will obey the assignment of the season. I will not call laziness rest, compulsion dedication, or destruction devotion. Part 2. The Operating System. Chapter 6. The Push and Release System. Most performance systems become dangerous at one of two extremes. At the first extreme, the performer knows how to push, but not how to release. Effort grows, but identity fuses with the outcome. The person can begin work, but cannot stop. Can accept praise, but not correction. Can sacrifice comfort, but eventually sacrifices truth, health, or people. External capacity increases, while internal freedom decreases. At the second extreme, the performer knows the language of release, but does not push. Surrender becomes vagueness. Trust becomes inaction. Contentment becomes undeveloped capacity. The person releases outcomes that were never seriously pursued and calls the absence of risk peace. The Christian ambition paradox requires both muscles. Push proves you will not use surrender as an alibi. Release proves you will not use intensity as an idol. The push practice. Every working day, define one act that requires meaningful faith, effort, or courage. It should advance the seasonal assignment rather than merely maintain motion. A real push has four qualities. It is important enough to affect the mission. It is concrete enough to complete or attempt today. It carries some resistance, uncertainty, or skill demand. It can be pursued through methods consistent with your convictions. Examples include finishing the difficult draft, making the honest offer, practicing the weakest section, requesting the consequential meeting, publishing the tested version, correcting an error, or making the decision everyone has delayed. The release practice. Every day, also define one act that loosens ambition's claim on your identity or control. A real release may involve releasing the need to control another person's reaction, ending work at the boundary you established, telling the truth when image management would feel safer, accepting that today's faithful work may not produce today's visible reward, celebrating another person's success without making it a verdict on yours, abandoning a method that violates love, integrity, or wisdom, resting before the entire list is complete. Release is not pretending you do not care. It is caring deeply without demanding that the result become your source of identity, security, or peace. Sometimes release is the harder order. A person addicted to motion may need more courage to stop than to work another 6 hours. The rest order. Rest is not the absence of mission. It is a mission mode. Receive the order. Admit that current capacity, scripture, wise counsel, covenant need, or accumulated fatigue requires recovery. Establish the objective. Define what restoration means. Sleep stabilization, medical care, grief work, spiritual renewal, relational repair, nervous system regulation, or reduced output. Set the rules of engagement. Name what will stop, what will continue at maintenance level, and what restorative practices will be protected. Train restraint. Refuse the ego's demand to prove worth through visible motion. Test readiness. Review fruit, capacity, peace, counsel, and responsibility before increasing load. A season of rest is not indefinite disappearance. It is deliberate obedience with a purpose and review point. You honor it with the same seriousness you would honor a launch. The sacred cost ceiling. Traditional achievement advice asks, what are you willing to sacrifice? The elite Christian performer adds a second question. What am I forbidden to sacrifice? Before every demanding season, establish a sacred cost ceiling. Name the costs the mission is not authorized to impose. Your ceiling should address integrity, lies, concealment, exploitation, or misleading claims. Covenant, chronic neglect of spouse, children, or promises. Body, predictable destruction of sleep, sobriety, safety, or necessary care. Faith, abandonment of worship, repentance, community, or obedience. Humanity, treating collaborators, employees, customers, or competitors as objects. Stopping, refusal to honor Sabbath, recovery, or the defined end of a push season. Sacred constraints may reduce speed. They also prevent a successful project from producing a failed life. The two scoreboards. Every mission needs two scoreboards. The outcome scoreboard measures results, revenue, audience growth, promotion, ranking, weight, completion, skill level, customers, impact, or another external target. Outcomes matter because stewardship should create real value. Refusing to measure them can protect mediocrity from evidence. The faithfulness scoreboard measures controllable practice in character, preparation, courageous action, truthfulness, discipline repetitions, service, covenant presence, recovery, generosity, and the ability to release the result. Never collapse the two. A strong faithfulness scoreboard with a weak outcome means you may need better skill, strategy, timing, or fit. It does not automatically mean you should work harder. A strong outcome scoreboard with a weak faithfulness score may be a dangerous win. The result does not cleanse the method. A weak score on both means you need truth, support, and a smaller next obedience rather than a more dramatic identity speech. Strength on both scoreboards is the aim. Excellent stewardship producing meaningful fruit, held with humility because outcomes are never completely controlled. The daily card. At the beginning of the day, write, today's push, today's release, the boundary I will honor, the person this work is meant to serve. At the end of the day, ask, did I complete the push? Did I practice the release? Did I honor the boundary? What did the result teach me? This four-line card is the smallest, complete version of the program. Order, the chain of command framework. The practical framework for elite Christian performance is called order. Order is not a trick for making God bless your plan. It is a chain of command check that brings your plan, habits, ambition, and current capacity under honest examination. O, orient to the King. Before deciding what to conquer, remember who you belong to. Orientation includes scripture, prayer, worship, gratitude, confession, and surrender. It protects you from beginning each day as if your anxious thoughts, notifications, or goals are sovereign. Orientation asks, what is true? Who am I becoming? What does love require? What must I surrender? R, rank entrusted responsibilities. Name what is already yours to carry. Rank does not mean people have different worth. It means commitments have different claims on your time. A stranger's request does not automatically outrank your child's need. A low-value content idea does not automatically outrank sleep. A temporary metric does not outrank integrity. Ranking asks, what must remain protected in this season? What may flex? What can be delegated, delayed, or deleted. D. Define the seasonal assignment. Choose one primary mission for the next 12 weeks. You can maintain several domains, but you cannot aggressively expand all of them at once. The assignment should be specific enough to guide a calendar and meaningful enough to justify sacrifice. Do not assume the assignment must involve expansion. God may require consolidation, healing, training, repair, waiting, or rest before visible advance. Defining asks, what is the one result or capability I am building? Why does it matter? Who will it serve? What does done look like? E. Execute with excellence. Turn the assignment into scheduled repetitions. Study, practice, publish, prepare, request feedback, improve the system. Do the difficult work before the urgent noise. Excellence is not perfection. It is a pattern of care, skill, and follow-through. Execution asks, what is today's highest leverage repetition? When will it happen? What friction can I remove before it begins? R. Review, repent, recover, and repeat. No system survives contact with real life without revision. Review results and motives. Repent where you compromised. Repair what you damaged. Recover physically and emotionally. Repeat what worked. Eliminate what did not. Review asks, what happened? What did it reveal? What needs forgiveness, repair, celebration, adjustment, or another repetition? The order cycle can operate daily, weekly, quarterly, and annually. The daily order questions. Orientation. What truth will govern me today? Responsibilities. What people and commitments require protected attention? Definition. What is the one essential move for my seasonal assignment? Execution. When and where will I do it? Review. When will I stop and tell the truth about the day? The weekly order questions. Where did I notice growth, grace, resistance, or compromise? Did my calendar reflect my stated order? What moved the primary assignment forward? What consumed energy without producing meaningful value? What must be repaired before the next week begins? Order makes intensity governable. Without it, passion becomes a wildfire. With it, ambition becomes concentrated heat. Chapter 7. Establish the battle rhythm. A goal tells you what you want. A battle rhythm determines how you will repeatedly report, receive orders, train, execute, serve, recover, and review while pursuing it. This is not legalism. A battle rhythm does not earn love. It makes stated allegiance visible in time. It is a set of rhythms and boundaries designed to keep the whole person available to God. An elite Christian rule of life has five anchors. Anchor 1. Communion. Create a repeatable rhythm for scripture, prayer, worship, silence, and gathered Christian community. Do not build the rhythm around ideal emotions. Build it around reliable access. A simple morning practice can include 2 minutes of stillness, 10 minutes of scripture, 5 minutes of honest prayer, and a written sentence naming the day's faithful action. Depth can grow over time. Anchor 2. Body. Protect sleep, movement, nutrition, medical care, and recovery. Your body is not an enemy to overpower or a machine with no limits. Physical stewardship supports attention, emotional stability, service, and endurance. Discipline does not mean ignoring anxiety, trauma, exhaustion, pain, or warning signs. Sometimes the elite decision is training harder. Sometimes it is receiving care, adjusting load, or sleeping. Anchor 3. Covenant presence. Schedule undistracted presence with the people closest to you. Presence is not merely being in the same room while your attention remains inside the mission. It includes listening, affection, practical service, repair, play, and shared decisions. Anchor 4. Assignment. Reserve protected blocks for the primary mission. These blocks are appointments, not wishes. During them, one meaningful type of work is allowed. Notifications, gear browsing, low-value research, and unrelated opportunities are excluded. Anchor 5. Commanded recovery and review. Set a weekly period for stopping, worship, delight, gratitude, and recovery. Pair it with a separate weekly review if detailed measurement disrupts rest. Sabbath declares that God remains God while you are not producing. Treat the stopping time as an order, not a reward you receive only after completing an impossible list. Minimum battle rhythm. Life will disrupt the ideal schedule. The minimum viable day prevents disruption from becoming abandonment. On a difficult day, complete 5 minutes of scripture, 1 honest prayer, 10 minutes of movement if physically appropriate, 15 minutes of the smallest meaningful mission repetition, 1 deliberate act of presence or service towards someone entrusted to you, a 2-minute evening review. This is not the target for ordinary days. It is the bridge that keeps disruption from becoming desertion. Standard mission day. On a standard day, complete a 20 to 30 minute orientation practice. Plan training or movement. 1 45 to 90 minute deep work block on the seasonal assignment. Faithful execution of work and household responsibilities. Protected relational presence. A 10 minute evening examine. Advanced day. During a genuine opportunity window, you may add 1 or more deep work blocks and temporarily reduce optional activities. An advanced day never grants permission to lie, violate covenant, recklessly destroy sleep, or make everyone around you absorb the hidden cost of your ambition. The rule exists so you can be intense without becoming chaotic. Recovery day. When recovery is the order, protect sleep, worship, nourishing food, appropriate movement, treatment, honest conversation, quiet, and low stimulation presence. Remove unnecessary production. Do not smuggle work back into the day because stillness makes you feel insignificant. The discipline of an advanced day is doing what matters despite resistance. The discipline of a recovery day is refusing what is premature despite anxiety. Chapter 8. Accept the mission of the season. One of the most common reasons ambitious people feel powerless is not lack of desire. It is desire divided among too many expansion goals. You may care about faith, health, marriage, children, career, content, business, money, music, community, and rest. All can matter. But if you attempt to transform every domain aggressively in the same 12 weeks, the result is usually fragmented effort and recurring disappointment. Do not automatically choose the assignment that produces the most visible status. Ask what obedience requires now. The most faithful mission may be to expand. It may also be to heal, simplify, repay, reconcile, study, wait, or rebuild the capacity previous ambition consumed. Maintenance and expansion are different modes. Maintenance keeps a domain healthy enough to honor its place. Expansion deliberately pushes a domain to a new level. In a given season, most areas should receive faithful maintenance, while one primary assignment receives expansion energy. For example, you may maintain fitness through established workouts, maintain family through protected presence, and maintain your professional role through excellent execution while expanding a defined creative or business project. In another season, health restoration may become the expansion assignment while the project is maintained. Use 7 tests to choose the assignment. The 7 tests. Biblical alignment. Can this be pursued without violating clear Christian convictions? Responsibility. Does it honor what is already entrusted to you? Service. Who benefits if you become excellent at this? Gift fit. Does it use or develop capacities that are genuinely present? Window. Is there a time-sensitive reason this season matters? Leverage. Will progress make other valuable actions easier or more effective? Sustainability. Can the pursuit be carried for 12 weeks without predictable destruction? An assignment does not need a perfect score in every test, but a major contradiction must be addressed. Write the mission sentence. Use this structure. For the next 12 weeks, I will build or complete by consistently doing so that while protecting. Example, for the next 12 weeks, I will build a reliable content engine by publishing one substantial piece and three supporting short pieces each week so that my craft, audience, and economic ownership grow while protecting Sabbath, family presence, health, and professional integrity. The numbers are examples, not prescriptions. The important feature is clarity, the not now list. Write every attractive goal that does not belong in this 12-week expansion season. Preserve the idea without allowing it to occupy the calendar. Review the list at the end of the cycle. Focus is not saying that other goals do not matter. It is refusing to lie about how much expansion one life can carry at once. Chapter 9. Train and execute like an operator. Once the assignment is clear, the work becomes less dramatic and more demanding. Elite performance is built through high-quality repetitions. Motivation can begin a session. Discipline begins it when motivation is absent. You do not negotiate with the feeling every time the calendar gives an order. Prayer does not replace preparation. Sincerity does not replace skill. Calling does not replace competence. If people will carry the consequences of your work, then your lack of preparation is not humility. Train until the essential actions survive pressure. Define the repetition. Every mission has a unit of practice. For a writer, it may be focused words drafted and revised. For a musician, it may be deliberate work on timing, sound design, arrangement, or performance transitions. For a creator, it may be completed scripts, published videos, tested hooks, and post-publication reviews. For an entrepreneur, it may be customer conversations, offers made, systems built, and problems solved. Do not confuse supporting activity with the repetition. Watching tutorials can support music practice, but it is not the same as playing. Buying equipment can support production, but it is not the same as finishing. Planning content can support publishing, but it is not publishing. Use the deliberate practice loop. Choose a narrow skill. Attempt it at the edge of current ability. Receive fast, specific feedback. Correct one variable. Repeat while attention remains high. Record the lesson. Hours matter, but corrected hours matter more. Prepare before pressure. Over-preparation is not fear when it is proportionate to the responsibility. It is care. Prepare the material, test the equipment, research the person, rehearse the transition, confirm the facts, and imagine likely failure points. Then stop preparing and perform. Perfectionism keeps preparation open because publishing risks judgment. Excellence defines a standard, prepares to meet it, ships, and learns from reality. Close the loop. Every meaningful performance should produce a short after-action review. What was supposed to happen? What actually happened? What worked? What failed? What will I change next time? Without review, experience can repeat without becoming expertise. The finish standard. Completion before optimization. Truth before image. Repetition before novelty. Service before applause. The zero excuse execution protocol. When a scheduled mission block begins, report on time. State the objective. Remove every unauthorized distraction. Execute the first physical action within 60 seconds. Stay with the assigned repetition until the block ends or the objective is complete. Record the result without exaggeration. Prepare the first move for the next session. Do not hold a meeting with your feelings before beginning. Let action reveal what emotion was wrong about. Chapter 10, Harden Attention and Environment. The modern performer often tries to solve an environmental problem with willpower. The phone is within reach. Notifications remain active. Every tool is open. The room cues entertainment. The calendar contains no protected work. Then the person concludes that discipline is missing. Willpower matters, but environment determines how often willpower must rescue you. Stop repeatedly entering the same ambush and calling the defeat mysterious. Design three layers. Physical environment. Prepare the workspace before the session. Leave the instrument, document, camera, training clothes, or project in a ready state. Remove visual clutter connected to other goals. Give frequently used tools a permanent home. Reduce setup time until beginning is almost automatic. Digital environment. Disable non-essential notifications. Use separate browser profiles or workspaces. Block high-friction distractions during deep work. Keep a capture list for unrelated ideas so they do not demand immediate action. Decide when communication will be checked. Social environment. Walk with people whose standards make discipline faithfulness normal. You need at least three kinds of relationships. A truthful peer who is also doing difficult work. A mentor or model whose character and competence are both worthy of study. People you serve so ambition remains connected to real human value. Do not choose a room merely because its members are successful. Ask what the room normalizes. Some environments raise standards while lowering character. The right room makes excellence, truth, generosity, and correction more normal at the same time. Practice. Friction audit. For 1 week, write down every point of friction that delays a key habit. At the weekly review, remove the three most common forms of friction. Do not ask only, "How can I become stronger?" Also ask, "How can the desired action become easier to begin?" Chapter 11. Build readiness without burning out. Ambition is carried in a body. Sleep loss, chronic stress, poor conditioning, unmanaged pain, trauma activation, and emotional exhaustion affect judgment and consistency. Ignoring that reality is not spiritual strength. Paul uses athletic discipline as a metaphor because training involves both exertion and recovery. The body adapts when stress is followed by restoration. Constant overload eventually reduces performance. Burnout is not proof that you cared more. It may be evidence that you ignored the operating limits, support needs, or stopping orders built into faithful stewardship. An elite Christian performer learns three zones. Green zone, build. Energy is stable. Sleep is adequate. Focus returns after normal breaks. Training creates healthy fatigue. Relationships are not absorbing repeated emotional spillover. In this zone, challenge can increase gradually. Yellow zone, adjust.